Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into Hong Kong, the indispensable gateway in a shifting global financial landscape.
It's a topic that's incredibly relevant, especially with the constant shifts we're seeing in the global economy. Hong Kong has always been a fascinating financial center.
Absolutely. For decades, it's been more than just a financial hub. It's been a crucial bridge, a vital conduit for capital and ideas between the global stage and the evolving economic powerhouse that is China.
Its history as a trading post evolving into a sophisticated financial center has really cemented its role. It's a legacy built on trust, efficiency, and a distinct legal and economic framework that's hard to replicate.
And central to its enduring appeal is that unique one country, two systems framework. Established in 1997, it grants Hong Kong a high degree of autonomy, separate from mainland China's political and legal system.
For the global financial community, that distinction is paramount. It translates into a predictable and stable operating environment, which is key for fostering investor confidence. The ability to conduct business with a degree of separation, backed by legal protections, has been a cornerstone.
Exactly. This framework, while subject to ongoing observation, has historically provided the assurance that international investors need to operate effectively.
So, let's move into the first section, the pillars of Hong Kong's financial strength. What truly underpins its status?
Foremost among these is its robust rule of law and an independent judiciary. This legal certainty ensures contracts are honored and disputes are resolved impartially, creating a level playing field.
That's critical. And then you add the free flow of information and capital. That's a lifeline for global finance, allowing for seamless transactions and access to real-time market data without undue restriction.
Definitely. Plus, Hong Kong boasts a well-established and respected regulatory environment. It's designed to maintain market integrity and protect investors, all within a framework that's broadly understood and trusted internationally.
Beyond the legal and regulatory architecture, its physical and human capital are equally significant. Its strategic geographical location, nestled on China's southern coast, provides unparalleled access to the mainland while serving as a hub for Asia and the wider world.
And this connectivity is enhanced by world-class infrastructure, like its international airport and port, making it an efficient nexus for trade and finance. It's not just about being close to China, it's about being a logistical superpower.
Complementing this is a deep and highly skilled talent pool. Hong Kong has cultivated generations of finance professionals, lawyers, and business experts who understand both international markets and the nuances of Asia, especially China.
This concentration of expertise is a powerful magnet for global financial institutions. It's no surprise that the world's financial elite convene here. When you see the titans of global banking and top fund managers gathering, it signals a significant focus on the global economic landscape, with a keen eye on China.
It's more than just a conference, it's an assembly of key players whose decisions ripple through markets worldwide. This leads us nicely into the next section, navigating China's economic trajectory, opportunities and challenges.
Indeed. The context for such gatherings, like the China Show on Bloomberg, is precisely this intersection of global finance and China's immense economic narrative. The presence of world's top bankers and fund managers is a clear indicator.
These are the individuals responsible for allocating trillions of dollars and shaping investment portfolios. Their convergence in Hong Kong signifies a collective effort to dissect, understand, and navigate the complexities of the world's second-largest economy.
It suggests that the insights gleaned from these events will have real-world implications for global investment strategies and market sentiment. The gathering serves a dual purpose, providing insights into the broader global financial system and a deep dive into China's specific economic dynamics.
It's a melting pot of perspectives, discussing international markets alongside the unique opportunities and challenges presented by China's economic trajectory. The description of these individuals as newsmakers who matter really highlights that this is a platform for active engagement, not just passive observation.
Let's delve into what they're likely discussing regarding China's economic trajectory. The landscape is multifaceted. China's economy, while still a powerhouse, is navigating a period of transition. growth rates might be moderating from past highs, but they remain significant globally.
Key sectors are undergoing profound shifts, from advancements in technology and the recalibration of the real estate market to the enduring strength of manufacturing and the burgeoning importance of green energy initiatives. Understanding the interplay of these sectors is crucial for any investor.
And Beijing's policy initiatives play a pivotal role. Concepts like common prosperity, aimed at addressing wealth inequality, and the dual circulation strategy, emphasizing domestic demand, represent significant policy directives with tangible market impacts.
The drive towards technological self-reliance, particularly in critical areas, also signals a strategic pivot that foreign investors must comprehend. Amidst these shifts, significant opportunities undoubtedly exist. China's sheer scale and its enormous consumer market offer unparalleled potential.
Its continued investment in innovation, especially in AI, electric vehicles, and renewable energy, provides fertile ground for growth. However, these opportunities are interwoven with considerable challenges, which brings us to Section 3, Geopolitical Currents and Investor Sentiment.
Indeed, geopolitical tensions, most notably between the US and China, cast a long shadow over investment decisions. Trade policies, tariffs, and the debate around technological decoupling create an environment of uncertainty.
Regulatory shifts within China, while sometimes aimed at stabilization, can also introduce unpredictability for foreign investors accustomed to different frameworks. Broader demographic shifts, like an aging population and declining birth rates, present long-term structural challenges to growth.
And then there are the persistent concerns around debt levels, particularly within certain sectors, adding another layer of complexity. For foreign investors, the perspective is often one of cautious optimism tempered by a need for rigorous due diligence.
Their primary concerns typically revolve around market access, regulatory transparency, intellectual property protection, and the potential impact of geopolitical events. They are keenly interested in growth sectors but equally focused on understanding and mitigating risks.
The data, like charts illustrating China's GDP growth relative to the global average or the contribution of key sectors, provides a quantitative backdrop to these qualitative discussions. It allows experts to ground their analyses in observable trends.
Beyond the numbers, what are the underlying sentiments driving these financial decisions? There's a palpable undercurrent of geopolitical influence that cannot be ignored. The complex relationship between the US and China has moved to the center of global financial considerations.
This isn't just about trade disputes, it's about technological competition, national security concerns, and competing visions for the global order. The direct impact on financial markets is profound.
Tariffs and trade restrictions can disrupt supply chains and impact corporate profitability, leading to market volatility. The debate around technological decoupling, whether it's semiconductor export restrictions or scrutiny of Chinese tech companies, forces investors to reevaluate long-term viability.
This dynamic fundamentally alters the risk-reward calculus for many investments. So, with these complex dynamics, how are global investors and bankers positioning themselves? That brings us to Section 4, Strategic Positioning in a Complex Market.
The conversations are invariably centered on sophisticated investment strategies. Diversification remains a cornerstone, with investors seeking to spread risk across different geographies, sectors, and asset classes. Risk management is now a primary focus.
Sector-specific plays, focusing on areas identified for growth or resilience, are also prominent. And the strategic allocation within emerging markets, where China, despite its challenges, remains a dominant force.
The role of different financial institutions is also distinct. Investment banks focus on deal-making, M&A, and strategic guidance. They leverage their market insights to help corporations navigate China.
Asset managers, on the other hand, are primarily concerned with portfolio construction, identifying long-term growth opportunities, and managing risk for their clients. They translate macro trends into investable themes.
Discussions often delve into specific asset classes relevant to China. This includes equities, like mainland A-shares and Hong Kong-listed H-shares, each with their own characteristics. Bonds, particularly sovereign and corporate debt, are analyzed for yield and risk.
The real estate market, despite recent turbulence, remains an area of interest, albeit with heightened caution. Private equity also features prominently, with its ability to take a more hands-on approach and invest in growth-stage companies.
Emerging trends in hot sectors are always on the agenda. This could range from AI and biotechnology to renewable energy infrastructure and electric vehicles. Identifying these nascent trends is where the collective intelligence is tested.
An infographic showing a well-diversified investment portfolio with potential allocations to China across various asset classes would visually represent these strategies. Now, let's move to Section 5, Hong Kong's enduring relevance as a financial nexus.
Given these intricate global forces, what does this gathering of financial leaders in Hong Kong signal for the future of finance and China's role? It signals a recognition that despite the complexities, China remains indispensable to the global economic equation.
It underscores the ongoing need for dialogue, understanding, and strategic adaptation. Hong Kong, with its unique position and enduring strengths, continues to be the critical nexus where these vital conversations take place.
The presence of these financial leaders here isn't just about reacting to current events, it's about proactively shaping the future of global finance in an era defined by both opportunity and geopolitical currents. It's a testament to Hong Kong's resilience.
This is precisely the kind of nuanced, forward-looking discussion that defines these elite gatherings. It's not just charting the present, but anticipating the future and making calculated bets in a dynamic environment.
When we talk about Hong Kong's continued relevance, let's zoom in on the practicalities. Why here? Why now? Beyond the legacy and structural advantages, there's a tangible element to its appeal for these financial titans.
Think about the sheer density of talent. You have the world's leading investment banks with massive operations here, not just offices, but integrated hubs. Top-tier asset managers, hedge funds, private equity players, all with significant footprints.
This creates an ecosystem where information flows, deals are brokered, and capital is deployed with an efficiency that's hard to replicate. It's a marketplace of ideas and capital operating at the highest frequency.
Consider the regulatory environment. While it's evolved, Hong Kong's framework, rooted in common law, remains familiar and reassuring to international legal and financial professionals. It provides invaluable predictability.
The Securities and Futures Commission, SFC, is a well-respected regulator, known for its robust oversight and adherence to international standards. This institutional credibility is a product of decades of careful cultivation.
Then there's the sheer connectivity. Hong Kong is a global hub not just for finance, but for travel and logistics. Getting people in and out, facilitating meetings, it all happens seamlessly. The city's infrastructure supports round-the-clock operations.
This logistical ease, combined with the concentration of expertise, creates a powerful gravitational pull for global financial decision-makers. The recent emphasis on innovation and technology within Hong Kong itself also plays a role.
While historically known for traditional finance, the city has been actively promoting its fintech sector, biotech research, and AI capabilities. This forward-looking approach signals an understanding that the future of finance is linked to technological advancement.
Now, let's transition to the conclusion. Conclusion: Hong Kong's resilient role in global finance.
The convergence of the world's leading financial minds in Hong Kong truly underscores its enduring significance as a critical nexus, especially concerning China. Despite the complexities and evolving geopolitical currents, Hong Kong's unique strengths remain.
Its robust legal framework, free flow of capital, deep talent pool, and strategic location continue to make it an indispensable gateway. The discussions held here are about proactively shaping the future of global investment strategies, not just navigating present challenges.
The actionable insights emphasize a strategic approach, robust diversification, stringent risk management, deep sector-specific expertise, and a keen awareness of ESG factors are essential for any China-related investment.
The focus is shifting from just chasing growth to understanding and mitigating the multifaceted risks in our dynamic global economy. Furthermore, these conversations highlight Hong Kong's active role as a facilitator.
Through programs like the Stock Connect and its established financial infrastructure, Hong Kong enables efficient capital flow, providing international investors a familiar and trusted platform to engage with mainland China's opportunities.
While geopolitical tensions and regulatory shifts demand caution and adaptability, China's fundamental economic importance ensures the dialogue and Hong Kong's role in it will continue. It remains the vital crossroads.
Ultimately, the gathering signals a pragmatic recognition: disengagement from China is neither feasible nor desirable for global finance. The imperative is strategic engagement, characterized by informed decision-making and rigorous due diligence.
Hong Kong, with its proven resilience and unique positioning, remains the vital crossroads where these essential conversations take place, guiding capital and shaping global finance. Now, let's move on to the comprehensive summary.
Right. The summary table breaks down the key factors. First, Hong Kong's regulatory and legal framework. Its strengths are the established rule of law, independent judiciary, common law tradition, and free flow of capital and information.
The insights here include a predictable operating environment and well-respected regulatory bodies like the SFC, fostering investor confidence. However, challenges involve navigating evolving regulations and maintaining international trust amidst geopolitical shifts.
Opportunities lie in adapting to new compliance requirements and ensuring continued autonomy within the one country, two systems framework. Next, China's economic transition.
Its strengths are significant growth potential, a vast consumer market, and leadership in key tech sectors like AI, EVs, and renewables. Insights include ongoing infrastructure development and strategic policy initiatives like dual circulation.
Challenges include moderating growth rates, real estate sector issues, and demographic shifts. Opportunities involve addressing the need for technological self-reliance and navigating policy impacts on market access.
Then we have the geopolitical landscape. Strengths include an increasing focus on de-risking and diversification strategies, and potential for new trade alliances. Insights point to opportunities in less scrutinized markets.
The major challenges are U.S.-China tensions, trade wars, technological decoupling, and sanctions regimes. These political risks significantly impact investment decisions, necessitating sophisticated risk management frameworks.
Moving on to investor strategies and asset allocation. Strengths are the emphasis on diversification, risk management, and sector-specific expertise. Insights highlight ESG integration and demand for sophisticated financial products.
There's also a focus on capital preservation. Challenges include identifying high-growth sectors amidst volatility and balancing growth potential with geopolitical risk. Opportunities involve adapting to regulatory changes and navigating capital flows.
The China Plus One strategies are a key part of this. Finally, Hong Kong's role as a financial hub. Its strengths are its strategic location, world-class infrastructure, and deep talent pool.
Insights include its established financial ecosystem, seamless connectivity, and its role in promoting fintech and innovation. It acts as a vital bridge for capital and ideas.
Challenges involve maintaining competitiveness against other regional hubs and adapting to changing global financial dynamics. Opportunities lie in ensuring continued political and economic stability and leveraging its unique position.
It's all about facilitating those global China financial flows. We've covered quite a bit today, from the foundational pillars of Hong Kong's strength to the intricate geopolitical and economic factors shaping investment strategies.
Absolutely. It's clear that despite the evolving landscape, Hong Kong's role as an indispensable gateway remains critical. Its resilience and strategic positioning are key to navigating the complexities of global finance, especially concerning China.
The emphasis on diversification, risk management, and deep sector knowledge is paramount for anyone looking to engage with the Chinese market. Thanks for breaking it all down.
Thank you for the insightful discussion. That wraps up our deep dive into Hong Kong's indispensable role. Join us next time on Bagu Media, Finance.